Hello and welcome to Digital Insights, featuring topics from the BoagWorld.com blog. My name is Paul Boag, and on this podcast, I offer advice on user experience and digital transformation. And today I want to talk about one of the challenges facing in-house digital teams, because running an in-house digital team is a tough job for oh so many reasons. But one area that's particularly fraught is our relationship with other departments. In this podcast, I want to explore why this is the case and outline a solution that an increasing number of teams seem to be adopting. While most businesses are shaped by the industrial and consumer age, digital introduces a new set of rules. Digital provides us with unprecedented amount of data that we can use to form how we go about using it. But more importantly, the raw materials of digital are free. Publishing and editing a web page has no cost other than labor. This has created a culture of experimentation in digital-first companies. They design, test, and iterate towards the right solution. They've replaced the waterfall project approach born out of the era of production lines with agile and minimal viable products. These new methodologies have led to more collaboration, fewer specifications, and more user-led approach. That's both strange and often incompatible to the rest of the company. This problem is compounded by the lack of knowledge across the rest of the organization about digital. They're constantly underestimating what's involved in delivering a digital service and also maintaining it once it's launched. That in itself wouldn't be a problem if the services were all under the control of the digital team. Unfortunately, in most organizations, digital is seen as a service department like finance or HR who support the business-orientated departments. It's these departments who own and drive most digital projects. Too often, the result is a clash in culture between the old and the new. The digital team becomes seen as argumentative and uncooperative. So, how do we solve this problem? One approach I've seen many digital teams try is centralization. They move all the digital services and projects into the digital team and run them from there. Although this approach does indeed work to ensure quality, it leads to the creation of yet another business silo. Instead of the organization as a whole becoming more digitally savvy, it results in one large and powerful digital business unit. That inevitably meets resistance and causes conflict with colleagues across the organization. In the long term, that's damaging for the business. However, I'm not proposing that digital is decentralized either. Doing so leaves a few digital specialists spread across the company in isolated pockets. These individuals quickly become assimilated by the existing culture, and so digital services are managed like any other project, and that impacts the quality of the final deliverable. No, the best model that I've seen work is a hub and spoke model. In this scenario, you have a central digital team and digital specialists embedded in other relevant business units. However, it's essential there's a strong relationship between the central team and those embedded in the units. Without that, those units often feel like second-class citizens. The way you deal with this problem is through reporting lines. Even though a member of staff sits and works in the business unit on a daily basis, they report into and are an official part of the digital team. By sitting with the business unit, they get to understand their business needs. They can easily collaborate with other stakeholders in the team and will be focused on delivering their requirements from digital. Also, because they're dedicated to the digital services relating to that team, there is somebody to support those services post-launch. They become the effective product owner of any service that the team owns. And that's got a massive advantage, as most product owners have a relatively poor understanding of digital, in my experience. Under this model, digital services have an expert in both digital and the business requirements underpinning it. However, for this to work best, the product owner needs to feel as much a part of the central digital team as to their business unit. They should take part in the same training, meetings, socials, or any other activity as those who are sitting in the central digital team. They just happen to spend their days as part of the business unit. It's also beneficial for them to spend maybe 2 or 3 months with the central digital team before going to work in their business unit. That gives them some time to get up to speed with how the central digital team operates, and some organizations even run training boot camps for these staff. There is a variation of the model where the business unit digital staff sits with the central digital team but reports back into their business unit. This works reasonably well. Because they're with the digital team daily, they're heavily influenced by that team's working practices. However, because they report into a business unit, they're focused on delivering this group's work and agenda. Personally, I favour the former model, the one that I laid out first, but both can be made to work. The key is that the product owner involved doesn't report and sit with the same team. If they sit with the digital team, they should report into the business unit. If they sit with the business unit, they should report into digital. The reason for this is to ensure that they've got their foot in both camps mentally. We're influenced by the colleagues we sit with, but we're also affected by the person paying our salary. So, now that we understand the model, what kind of person do you need to fulfill this role within a business unit? Obviously, who exactly you need to sit in the business unit will depend on your organisational requirements. However, in my experience, most organisations have a cross between a digital project manager and a content editor. That is a person who runs the business unit's digital services on a daily basis. They collate and edit content, they liaise with the central digital team to make updates, and they ensure that the service is hitting its key performance indicators. In effect, they own the digital service. It's important to point out that this isn't really a junior appointment. We're not looking for somebody who can just update the CMS and implement the ideas of others within their business unit. This person has to own and run the digital service, which means that they need to have the authority and experience to stand up to internal stakeholders and shape the service's direction. Now, the hub and spoke model is not a magic solution that will solve all your organisational challenges around digital. It's not going to transform your culture overnight or make every project run smoothly. However, it will break down business silos and improve the quality of your services. Most interestingly, it will start to shift the culture within the business units where the product owners sit. Because they will have the support of the central digital team, these people will be ambassadors for digital best practice in their business units. They will educate, encourage, and inspire others to think differently about how they work. And that makes the approach worth considering.